The city says it's the fourth oldest operating performance venue in the nation. Now a partnership between the Cohoes Music Hall and the Palace Theater in Albany is seeking to breathe new life into the building. And all alone, all alone, so yes, I'd be a hero. The city of Cohoes welcomed its new partnership with Albany's Palace Theater with a song on Wednesday. The preserved Cohoes Music Hall boasts painted woodwork and fine acoustics. The space opened in 1874 and listed on the National Register of Historic Places has seen its ups and downs in the Old Mill City. In the 19th century, the building also held a post office, retail stores, and offices until it was first closed in 1905. Over the years, the likes of John Philip Sousa, Buffalo Bill Cody, and Jimmy Durante came through town. The city purchased the building in 1969 for $1, and after an extensive restoration, it was reopened in 1974. Last year, Cohoes completed $30,000 in improvements on the property. Now, with the Palace set to manage the venue for the next 3 years, Mayor Sean Moore says it's the most exciting time for the city since the building was first opened.
The Palace is going to bring 40,000 people to our downtown. Our restaurants, our bars are going to be filled with people from all over. And Cohoes is now going to be a destination, not an old mill town, not the old city of Cohoes, but the new vibrant city of Cohoes, a place where people are going to talk about and say, tonight we're going to Cohoes.
The Palace is stepping in to manage the music hall after 4 years of expanded offerings and a reversal of 6 years of deficits in downtown Albany. Palace Theater Executive Director Holly Brown.
We've seen, and I've seen, how much the increased programming has impacted downtown Albany at the Palace. And I know the same thing can happen here. It's great to see.
The Palace hopes to host 60 events in its first year at the Cohoes Music Hall, with plans to double that number after that. The Palace expects to bring in comedy shows, children's programs, films, and concerts. The organization also plans to host programs through its partner organizations, Park Playhouse and the Albany Symphony. Owen Smith, Palace Theater Managing Director and Park Playhouse Producing Artistic Director, is excited about the new opportunities afforded by the partnership.
You know, obviously our summer productions can only happen in the months of July and August, but there's so much talent locally that we've worked with and had these great experiences with during the summer. We want to engage that talent all year round.
The Palace Theater will begin managing the Cohoes Music Hall in late summer. For information and photos, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from Cohoes for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.